Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. It's the most dangerous podcast in the world. Make sure y'all tap in for some war room, some high-level conversation, and keys to be able to unlock and stimulate that God within. Tap in. A little swimmer's not working, not feeling like a man. Testosterone not pumping. Stamina in the gym ain't going hard enough. Not exerting maximum effort and energy and endurance when you inside there. Recovery time taking too long. Not feeling like your immune system is strong. Energy is not overreacting. Brain doesn't feel stimulated throughout the day. Well, if you're having any of those problems, it's okay. You come over here, you try the Sports Moss. This is specially formulated with all natural ingredients, such as sea moss, zinc, elderberry, vitamin D, and cordyceps, which is a very powerful mushroom fungus that allows you to be able to tap into self. If you want to do your own research, please do, but I've done a ton of research and I can tell you it works. There's magic in these pills right here, but more than that, there's nature in these pills. And once you tap back into your nature, you tap back into that manhood. Peace, family. Get on the Sports Moss. Man, growing up in Oakland was crazy. Growing up in St. Louis was crazy. You know, you see a lot of death and destruction. I remember the first time I seen somebody get shot was in front of my high school. And violence became normal, right? Death became normal, right? Ignorance became normal. Them boys will kill you for nothing out there. And the cycle perpetuates because once you kill somebody, brother, how the hell you go stopping them in the beef? It just continues to go and it's a cycle of forever ignorance. Some of them want to, but how do you stop that level of pain? There's no options. Where are we supposed to go? What are we supposed to do? Some particular one out of a million? Maybe become a rapper. Maybe somebody had the ability to rap or go to school, get a degree, get an education, and actually follow the template that society gives them, the so-called live the American dream. For the rest of them, they trying to figure out if they can survive next week. They trying to figure out, they go outside, brother they got beef with, is he waiting on them? They got to cut the music off in the car because they got to stay sharp because 1 second you can lose your life. See, if you ain't grow up in the hood, then you can't empathize with what we go through, what we've been through, who we are, being shot at, and then coming home for dinner as if nothing happened. Everybody ain't went through what we went through. You don't understand the trauma and the pain that individuals have to go over to get to a sense of normalcy so that they can be nice. And y'all got a problem with black men having egos and things of that nature. You don't know what them young brothers done went through. How about we start to have empathy for what's happening every day in the hood? Environment truly is stronger than nature, because the nature of every one of them young males is to be righteous, to be upright and moral, and to do the right thing when they balance out decisions. But when they big homie show them that, like, I murdered somebody in front of you, I'm your big homie, I'm gonna teach you the same game, I'm gonna train you so you can murder somebody, so you can become somebody, how do they step back after they done murdered? Once you kill, a part of yourself is killed. So many soul reapers out there. So many young men marked with death on them, eyes as glass. They don't see the world as you see it no more. Who goes into the hood and works to repair the mind of young black men and women? I see men that are ghosts of who they once were. They were brilliant at a point in time. Now they don't know their name. They're yelling at the air, on drugs, lost, psychotic. Go to gym, throw them in a hole. Now they're in a hole and it's getting worse because that's a form of torture. The jails are not meant to rehabilitate. The jails are meant to make money for the state. The jails are meant to make money for private corporations. And when they throw you back out there, of course you want to have a product that comes back. You want to have reoccurring customers. Well, who has time to think about them boys in the hood when we doing our activists and the marching downtowns in the cities and getting all of this money for the organizations? I'm going to keep y'all something and keep it 100 with you. I could really see if Black Lives Matter called themselves Black Death Matter, just that marketing change right there will be the most realistic shift in their brand. Because they only care when somebody dies, because the black life of that young man that's still surviving right now, he on the edge of his seat trying to figure out if he gonna make it to tomorrow. And ain't nobody showing up for him. But everybody cares when he dies. See, we have to take a look and examine ourselves to figure out, do we really love each other? Because Martin Luther King, he had a strategy. His strategy was love the enemy until they love you. But nobody ever took that strategy, that nonviolent approach, and said, we gonna go to the hood, even if they beat us, slap us, spit on us, shoot at us, lynch us. We gonna go because we have this undying love for our people. We ain't never did that. So we don't even know what that approach looks like. We've never weaponized our love to fight the war so to see our people out of a condition. What's the problem? Christians. Now, I do see the black Muslims go through the neighborhood, teach them young brothers, right? Have mundane training nights, show them an example of young black men who was just out there like them, suited and booted and ready. Militants. Stomach in, chest out, head up. Oh, but let's not talk about that. Because if we actually fund it, and when we seen those things, we didn't just say, oh, that's nice. But no, we actually think it's problematic. Not realizing that they saving lives. And you got the capital to help fund them save lives, but you walk past it every single day the same way you do all of these powerful young black men and women, because the institution of white supremacy don't agree with them. So you scared to stand next to them, even though you agree with them. Young black man, listen, bruh. There are opportunities, there are options. If you listening to this, you got a mind. Right? You got the ability to see past your current circumstances. You got to learn how to go inside your own mind and imagine it so. The moment that you give up, you dead. And they ain't gonna care about when you die, how you died. If they can, they utilize it for propaganda for their own agenda. So the question becomes, what are you gonna do? Who are you gonna listen to? How are you gonna change your time and change your mind? You get the opportunity to take over your life. If you're listening to this and use frequency don't caught you, it's because you needed this right now. You needed somebody to come in your path and do correction. I come from them streets. I come from having nothing. I come from developing it myself. Opportunities weren't given where I'm somebody that got a college education. I done got a job and built up wealth. No, we got it straight out of our mind. We say that, no way, I'm gonna extract all of the brilliance that's inside of me and I'm gonna do for self. Guess what? The moment somebody gave me a phone, they put me on. Yeah. It's all these ways to make money. Why are you choosing the worst one? Don't put your life at risk when you got gifts. Take that energy that you soldier with. Fight for your life. Fight for your people. It ain't easy. It ain't corny. The corny shit is dying over something you don't own. The corny shit is seeing the destiny that you gonna die for a beef that you ain't even start, but you inherited because you happen to grow up in the wrong family. You happen to grow up in the wrong environment. So you gonna bang there forever because of the gang culture and how it circulated throughout America. And you happen to be one of the victims. Your OG gonna treat you like a little nigga when you die, pour out something for you. Ain't no parade though. But if you make it past that, they gonna look up to you. You want somebody looking down on you? Or do you want them to look up to you? Put your crown on. Tap in. Peace Family 19 Keys tapping in with you. This episode is sponsored by Goldwater. For those who are not on the gold, you should be. And the reason that you should be, because this is going to electrify your body, your senses, your aura, and your energy. The ancient Egyptians used to take it and they believed it was the elixir of God. Now, the reason that they believed that, because they used to break it down in an enormous powder form and they would ingest this gold. Gold is a superconductor of electricity, and they believed that if you ingested this gold, then you also received the messages from the creator, the universe, this inner knowing that you would get.
Now, I tend to believe in a more logical sense of it, that we are all born with 0.02% of gold within our body. Now, this gold electrifies our nerves, innards, and it also helps with anti-inflammation. There have been great testimonials all around with different type of people that utilize it. Increased energy, hand-eye coordination, lucid dreaming. Yes, lucid dreaming. A lot of those people, or a lot of people around the world, just don't lucid dream, period, or don't dream in color. Right? The increase in your dream activity is important when it comes to your actual life. See, if you don't dream when you go to sleep, then you don't manifest from your imagination during your waking hours. Right? It's important that we have dreams. It's important that we get that deep rest. It's important that our brain secretes a fluid over the ridges, you understand me, to allow us to clear out neurotoxins so when we wake up, we're more clear and we're not seeking coffee. This helped me eliminate my addiction to caffeine. I needed a drink just about every single day. You understand me? I wake up, I needed one of them red eye, I needed double shots, I'm at the Peace Coffee, I'm at the Starbucks. Every single day, I thought I needed coffee until I found the gold. And ever since I've been on the gold, I put the drink down. You understand me? Yeah, I'm making it sound like it's liquor, but also in the UK in the 19th century, they actually utilized it to curb alcoholism. Now, this is real history that you can look up for yourself if you want to go study the effects of gold. We utilize two different types of gold, monatomic gold and colloidal gold. Now, both of these are just talking about the particle size of the gold. So when you ingest it, it goes into the bioavailability within yourself, gets into your cellular structure, electrifies your whole being, and you tapped into that God level. Make sure you tap in, get on the gold, so we can all be tapped into that next level, just like our ancestors. Peace, family. Go to www.goldwater.com. That's G-O-L-D-E, water.com. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.